Tu dis le mot sloppy. C'est aussi simple que ça. On manque peut-être l'engagement qu'on avait plutôt en saison. Ça fait quelques matchs là, qu'on glisse du côté défensif. Et puis, ça prend un engagement beaucoup plus, beaucoup mieux que ce qu'on voit dernièrement. Puis, c'est soit des erreurs, des replis défensifs, des petits détails dans notre match qui demandent qu'on soit plus, encore là, je pense en anglais, more assertive, en autre mot. Alors, c'est ce qui nous manque présentement.
Price disait qu'il prenait une grosse part du blanc. Puis sens-tu que lui aussi, peut-être, c'est un petit peu difficile? Puis as-tu remarqué quelque chose de différent, peut-être, je ne vais pas dire attitude, là, dans le sens qui a été utilisé l'année passée, mais tu sais, on dirait
qu'il
trouve ça difficile?
Écoute, c'est évident qu'il n'est pas à son meilleur présentement. Je pense que tout le monde voit ça. Reste quand même que ce soir, on ne peut pas seulement s'attaquer à lui parce qu'on était vraiment, on n'a pas été fort devant lui. On n'a pas été bon, comme j'ai dit tantôt, sloppy. C'est ce qui s'est passé dans notre cas. Et puis, ça n'aide pas un gardien à retrouver, disons, son synchroniste, sa confiance, peu importe, là, quand tu joues de cette façon-là devant lui.
Johnny Harper.
Well, just to piggyback on that, so when you consider the goals against in recent games, how much do you apportion to the club's defensive posture in front of Carey, and how much of it is attributable to Carey's play itself?
It's a team thing. Absolutely, John, it's a team thing. So we're not playing well defensively in front of them. That's pretty obvious. And when you're not, you're certainly not helping your goaltender that, you know, is trying to find his game to the level that we all know he can be. You know, put this game aside tonight, he's been good, okay? But I think everybody knows he can be great, and he's trying to find that part of his game that will bring him to that next level. But when you play the way you play tonight in front of him, it's pretty hard to find that part of your game. We were soft in front of the net. We were sloppy. You know, I don't know how he can stop that two-on-one when the pass goes through RD to the other side. His job is, at that point, is to play the shooter. D's job is to take away that pass. On the face-off, same thing. You know, he's got to play the face-off. And so there's a lot of things that, you know, we can attack him and then say, you know, he needs to be better. I think he knows that. But at the same time, we have to look at ourselves in front of him and what we do. And we're not helping him right now. So the one thing I can tell you guys is that it's been a couple of games now, and it's important for us to come back on Saturday and play a solid game. We need to stop that as soon as possible, and that's what we have to focus on starting now till at least tomorrow morning when we regroup.
Claude, I don't want to make too much of these last two games, but you did mention earlier in the season saying it's on you guys to show that you can sustain the same level of engagement, if you will, in your system, and now we're seeing that slip. Is that the challenge that you had kind of identified earlier in the season coming to sort of fruition now?
Well, I wouldn't get to that point right now because it's a couple of games. It doesn't mean it's going to continue. That's what I was just saying. We need to fix that. I think we can get back to being the way we have been. If that's something that prolongs throughout the rest of the year, then we definitely have that answer. But I think right now it's been half of one game on the back-to-back because we were playing well with a 3-1 lead in New York against the Rangers. And then tonight was just one of those sloppy games. And, I mean, they ran out of here with the 2 points, but I can't think they're happy either with the with the defensive part of their game. If we win tonight, we come in here and say, well, you know, we stole 2 points and let's regroup and think about tomorrow. It hurts a little bit more when you lose in overtime.
Stu, last one, and François.
Claude, I know you're not the goalie coach, but as a head coach, what can you say or do at this point to help Carey after a night like tonight?
Oh, I think those are things. I think it takes the goalie coach, it takes, you know, a coach. I think if anything, he needs to feel that we've got his back, and we do. You know, we know how good he can be, and you know, at the same time, you do the things you have to do. You have a goalie coach that's going to work with him. He needs to know that his coach and his coaching staff are behind him and believe in him, and there's no reason not to with what he's accomplished. So, you know, again, we move on. It's unfortunately, that position is one that you can really pinpoint, because we got players that can play really bad one night, but because they're surrounded by other players around them, it doesn't show as much. That's the sad part of a goaltender's position, is that, you know, as you can see, we're looking more at him when the rest of our team wasn't any better.
Qu'est-ce qui va moins bien ou qu'est-ce que tu as identifié pour couper un peu son temps d'utilisation par rapport à d'autres joueurs?
Probablement son jeu sans la rondelle. C'est beau être patient. Mais en même temps, il ne faut pas que ça te coûte des matchs. Puis ce soir, il y a des soirs qui ont de la difficulté à identifier, disons, sa position défensivement. Puis ça donne, disons, des chances de marquer, ou ça donne des attaques à des surnombres, etc. Alors, c'est des choses même qu'un jeune joueur comme ça doit apprendre. Puis tous les jours, on passe du temps avec lui à faire du vidéo pour l'aider à justement s'améliorer ce côté-là. Aucun problème avec son jeu avec la rondelle. On voit qu'il est très bon. Puis on essaye de le plus souvent de le mettre sur la patinoire quand on a des mises en jeu dans zone offensive pour lui donner la meilleure chance possible.